game on Saturday was great. You know, a good win, a hard-fought win, and it capped off a great week for us. So we are in good form with regards to that week. Confidence is good. The spirit's always good around the place. Obviously, you take your knocks if you get beat, but, you know, we always try and make sure when we come in the next time after any defeat that we're always positive, and that's stayed true. But, you know, when you win a couple of games, it goes up a little bit. So that's been good. And, you know, we've had a couple of grass sessions this week, or we will do. We've done one today, we'll have one tomorrow, and we're looking forward to Colchester now. So it's a tough game for us away from home. They're in okay form themselves at the minute. Like any team, we've got strengths and weaknesses. But we just take that positivity from our last three results into this game Saturday and try and take something from this and keep our run going.
How important was the Wickham win, not just for the result, Jim, but for the battle, really, coming out with the right result after a real battle, especially in the second half?
Yeah, I think first half we were wavy of our 2-0 lead. I think it was the third game in the week. The pitch had cut up a little bit. Wickham were quite direct onto Wacken Fen, where we got caught into a little bit of that. Wasn't much football played. In the final third, I thought we did better. We created good chances, better than what we have been doing. And hitting the target and taking our chances when they come along, which is refreshing after going a few weeks where we've been the better side in the first half and not taking our chances. Thankfully, we did that. And as I say, we were worthy of our 2-goal lead. But, when football momentum can swing, they started the second half well. Slight breeze, changed formation, made a couple of changes in personnel, got the ball onto Big Achan Fenber, and it was a roll-up-your-sleeves job. It was a proper battle. Wickham are known as one of the teams that can out physical you, out battle you. You know, they're a fit, strong side. But I thought we stood up to that very well, and we were wavy at the win in the end, although it was quite a nervy last 10 minutes. But as you say, it's a big win for us in regards to at home. Winning at home, beating a good side, moving ourselves away from the bottom two, which we didn't like to see where we were. So that gives us a good lift in that regard. So it's down to us now to, as I say, to remain positive and keep going and try and get something from this game at Colchester on Saturday. Any game in the league's a tough game. So we're just coming off the back of a decent run of results, and now we want to try and extend that.
We've talked before about the quality you've got in your squad, and you've got some real selection issues now, haven't you? Because Lavelle came in for Muller, didn't he? Because he was playing against his parent club. You've got choices, haven't you? And that's ideal when you're on a decent run as well, I guess.
Yeah, in the past, I think with touch wood, it hasn't happened this season. But in the past, we've had the injuries to key players. If you go right back when Jack Redshaw was doing well, he did his hip. You go back further than that, the likes of Danny Carton doing his cruise ship when he was scoring goals for us. Last year we had Peter Murphy, he was out for a long time. We've always had long-term injuries, but thankfully we haven't had any so far this season. I'll say so far, hopefully not at all. But what it has done, it's given me a massive selection, Eddie. And it's not just picking the 11 that starts the game, it's picking the bench as well. I think I've probably found that a little bit harder, to be honest. It's not so bad if you're leaving a player out the team and they're still on the subs bench because they're involved. But when you've got to leave someone out the 18 altogether, that's been very difficult for me. But that's what you want as a manager. You know, we've had a session today and the numbers that we've got saying are very good. You know, we've only got Rhys Deacon, who's injured at the minute after breaking his leg in the reserves against Fleetwood. So, you know, competition's hot. Like I've said to them, if you've got the shirt, you've got to work extremely hard to keep hold of it. If you haven't, you know, you're not in the start 11, you've got to work hard to try and get yourself in the 11. You know, there's that many games. Football can change in the space of one game. Anything can happen. You know, suspensions, injuries, whatever. And when you're expected to step up or come off the bench in any particular game, you've got to make sure that you give a good account of yourself. So we have got good options at the minute and good competition, healthy competition. You know, Lavelle's come in and done well. You know, we've got McGeoch playing up front. Oliver's come out for a couple of games. We've got the club captain, Michael Rose, who hasn't started the last couple. So, as I say, those lads who are in the team who've done well, it's up to them to make sure that they look after the shirt.